Simen Samach Tes. Inim Edvar, Rigas Uba Memei Imo B'Yisrael Beforsh B'Tos Sanedin Nif Nites Aben Aleph Div Malecha Yisur The Pshidas The Yisur Ritzicha Shem The Lecha Midin The Yisrael Sharlakam Shasir. It's not true. B'Mchila Tos never said B'Ferish It's Ritzicha. Tos said that it's Asur. Oh yeah, it's Asur. Not only is it Asur, but it has to be, as I told you, Asur Midaraisa. I explained to you yesterday, based on the fact that if they're Rabbanan, it can't possibly impact on the Din of Bnei Noach. But it's even more mefurish. This is my, I forgot, my little mistake. When I asked you to see the Tosfos Masechta Chulin, which is on the Maran Makomos, I stopped too early. I was trying to make me nice. You know, I shouldn't have learned the whole long Tosfos, but that was my mistake. And then a few lines later, you see it's even more mefurish at Storais. I mean, it's obvious it's Storais, but just say black on white. Watch this. Bnei Noach never got a Ubrin. Yisrael is not Nerak. Nay, the part of Mikomakal lo shari. Okay, that's what we sweat until here. But it goes further than that. Watch this. Oh, watch this. Watch. Watch this. Afal gav de over gochovim osim b'mashahu ve'yisrael o mitzvah l'bekazayis basar. Omer Rabbi Yochanan chatzishi osim b'na Torah. Has to be d'oraisa in order to be able to say Mika Midi. Which is the Rambam Shita, we don't paskin Mika Midi. See, Klara and Tosef, the Rabbani, don't say Mika Midi. It's in black and white. I mean, I told you yesterday, but this last line, I was, okay, so again, so Rabbi Moshe is correct, it's a Daraisa, but it's Ritzicha who says, V'chol kach, invite the Rabbi Moshe, V'chol kach pshita lehu, to also the Yisra Ritzicha. Why? At Shehikshel, if you mashu you svurim because Yosef of a Tiras Rishon to Vakam also larag as a Uber. Latlas Imo, Ech Muda Zebi Yisrael. Fuhutzchu Letaritz, who Mishnum to be Yisrael, you can mitzvah larag, get a hatzel aim. Ukafi Klola Leel Mizeb, also Dibu, the Bidavarashu mitzvah the Yisrael, Lamina Hamik Amidi. If you low, Hoya Zemi Yisra Ritzicha Mamish, Ela Yisra Bialma. The name of the came and I'll call upon him as the strongest kind of Mika Midi. Toys the Chun of Lam and Gimel. They said, Lisol and Esa Belav, David and Achai of Hemis Tmeim, Avshakum Nesar, to Mishum, the Israel call upon him also, be Salav, the Behemis Tmeim. You see, Clara both say that much is intellectual honesty. That as long as it's us, for any reason in the world, we're going to apply Mika Midi. So if it's possible, that abortion is also for Yisrael from any Yisrael in the whole wide world and would still satisfy the Mika Midi criterion. So how do I know it's really Ritzicha? I'm skipping a few more lines. No, but then Rabbi Moshe says, Hare, the fifth line on the page, on the column. Hare lohoya shem kusha, to akol yisurim nidocha mishem pikuach nevesh mikod avachai bohem. Shalachay nidcha yisra dariga sumim ne pikuach nevesh. The Abgezel of Eben Menachai Asur the Gan of Noach Hutru the Yisrael Kshikaze Pikuach Nefesh. So Rav Moshe is saying like this. Look at that. Open the Tosfos. Open the Tosfos. It all focuses on this Tosfos. No Tesa Menach. The whole Shia goes around this Tosfos. So what did Rav Moshe say? Tosfos is pilpuling. He wants to know. He wants where Rav Moshe claims that Tosfos is bothered with a question, how is it possible, even for the inspector of Israel, to perform an abortion? I'm to make a meeting. What kind of kash is this? Israel, everything's more different than Shabbikuach Nefesh. I don't understand what Rav Moshe is saying. It's true that everything's more different than Shabbikuach Nefesh. But in Kolzeh, it may be a puncture in the Mi'ika Midi. If in fact it's mutter for Yisrael Mishab Bikuach Nevesh, and it's also for Goy Mishab Bikuach Nevesh, that itself is a puncture in the Mi'ika Midi. Again, I don't see how Rav Moshe proves from here. Again, I repeat, I'm agreeing with Rav Moshe 1,000% that it's also with the Raisa. But that he proves from here as an Yisrael Ritzicha, I don't see it. I don't see the proof. I don't see it. Right, the next paragraph. The lack of a stir of the Klal of the Mi'ika Midi. Af im name of the Livnei Noach lo hutchu isur mishpikuach nefesh. oh, he's going against me. I'm just trying to say that the fact that it's mutter for a Jew, mishum pikuach nefesh, and also for a goy, because he does not have pikuach nefesh, that is that was a puncture in Mika Midi. Rav Moshe, it's not true. Moshe is explaining why I'm wrong. Shum dlok sibu v'chaybem, k'dor yisov v'natosim, because she also misan edrin daf ayin dalim et beis, v'menoach, shalachay lo heviyu atoysa shom raya mizah shenitchu l'Yisrael, nitchu gano v'nei noach mishtam dika midi. Rav Moshe writes a convoluted sentences, if you're not used to his style. Lo rak lo Rambam, who holds Yisru nechshem d'chuyat l'pikuach nefesh, elahafim neima shenechshu hudru nami, ain't a steal the cloth of Mika Midi. You know what Hutra Tchuya means? Rabbi, you ever learned that in your life? Tchuya means, I think, Ese Docha Losa say. That means, Eyev Shalakayim Shnei, one pushes away the other. So they're both, not that the Yisr is not there, it's there, but the Mitzvah pushes it away. So Pikuach Nefesh pushes away the Yisr of Pikuach Nefesh. One opinion is, no! A Cholan Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. There's no Yisr in the first place. I'll give you an example. It says in the Holy Torah, Rashi, if you chumash Rashi, last week's parasha, it says like there. It says you can't do malach on Shabbos. We'll be all my Shabbos shnei kvasim. You've been carbon torment and carbon musaf on Shabbos. That's hutra. There's no Easter in the first place. The Torah's matred explicitly. So the Rambam, even you go that far and say it's hutra. Me'achad de'ika tam dechius Yisrael mekable haTorah. Kidepirish Rashi misanhedrin daf ayin dalim and aleph. The Ramaschus Svara. Let's look at it again. We saw once before. Again, please turn. Ayin Dalet Oman Aleph the Ramaschus Svara. Svara Hu. It's the last three quarters down the page, a little more in the Rashi. Svara Hu. Shalot Tidcha Nefesh Chavero. Diika Tarte. Ibn Neshama. Vavera. Mnei Nafshu. Mnei Nafshu. Tlek Alachod. Ibn Neshama. Vulo Yavar. Dechi Omer Achmono. Lavar Olad Pitzis Mishum V'chai Behem. Should the Yikara be ain't of the Shama shall Yisrael? Vahocha Gabi wrote Seach came in the Sof Sof, even the Shama Lamelo Yemut Lami and Mutta Lava Mio Desh and Abshah Yulio to it to me Nevish Havero, Hikal Dovram Dram Okam Lonitan Lidokos. So Ramosha says the fact that Nefesh Yisrael is unique, that explains that there's no Kash in Mika Midi. Compared to what? Let's read back to Ramosha. The cost of the Chiyam Rachmon, Allah Rav Mitzvah Mishim, the Kiyoko, Bein of Neshama, Shei Yisrael, Gabi Rotzeach, came in the Sof Sof Yigam, he's quoted himself, even the Shema. Lo Hamein Mut, Lava Hilkot, Lava Makal, and Dili Dochot, he's quoted verbatim. And then Rabbi Shei said like this, Uch Shei Katam, when there is a reason, Lek a Klola de Meika Midi, who said so? Back on Af Nun Tes, Yifas Toar, the Li Yisrael, Shari, Leakum, Osir, Shun Lav B'nei Kibush Ninu, same thing over here. His nefesh is different. Lehora, I want to be doicher of Moshe's var. The fact that is that goyim and apnei kibush and then apnei mechila, those are technicalities. They don't puncture any holes in Mika Midi. But the fact they're going to say that a nefesh Yisrael is yikara, and therefore we have special privileges as being a Nefesh Yisrael, that itself goes against Mika Midi. It was the fact that you can be matirit for Pikuach Nefesh of a Yisrael, but you cannot be matirit for Pikuach Nefesh of a Goy, that itself goes against Mika Midi. You follow what I'm saying? We say Mika Midi, we were given more. What's the Lashon of Rashi over here by Mika Midi? Lek Amidim. What did Rashi say? Take a look. Lek Amidim over here. On Nun Tesam and Aleph. It's the end of the first wide line, very wide line of Rashi. Shraman of Yisrael, Shiyatza the Kedusha Amda B'Yisurin. Why? Because we went to a higher Madrega. Okay? So we're held to a higher standard. But if we are able to do what we need to for Pikuach Nefesh, and a goy is held to a higher standard that he can't do what he has to do for Pikuach Nefesh, that itself is a puncture in Mika Midi. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same as the fact there's no B'nai Mechila, no B'nai Kibush, or the monetary technicalities. But the fact that a Yisrael can trifle with the law, if you will, for Pikuach Nefesh, and a non-Jew may not, that itself is a mikamidi. That's how I want to get out of Rav Moshe's right. Okay, you can hold like a Moshe. If you're like a Moshe, then I'm wrong. If you're like me, then maybe I'm right. Right. Elohu, Rishim Desari, Atois is the Isir, Rechavigas Ubrin, the Yisrael, who name me din Ritzicha. Achlo Nemar Isir Zeli Yisrael, Kshula Hatzeles Aim, Shim Kenik Shu Shapir, Tamiacha de Biakla Mosul, Lara Guba Flatzil, Echu Mutal Yisrael. And they gave a terrace, it's a mitzvah, etc., etc. Fine. Fight. The Gam Afim name of the Nochiach, because it's our choices, the Lek of a Chaibem Elav Yisrael. Should they Nochinami? Mashatir Tsusham, Gabi Benoch, Nitko, Yisru, and Shalom, and Bekuach Nevesh, Vakrov a Chaibem, to Hutsuach Lichto be Yisrael, Nitko is Yisruim, which should Pekuach Nevesh, who he hated on Nail of Shah Mitzvah, Meritzer and Amaros, that toys that nine dollar base we saw. Should Tirits Dochuk me old. Taisa said it. The Mechila, we're trying to figure out what Taisa says. He said, well, it's Dochuk Miyot. Dochuk or not Dochuk, it's what Taisa says. Right. Don't it starach limso trichusel the gimel averis the yorg velo yavar vish lo yid shnayim vish lo shiksum abon ki yecha. Nu. Vigam olo shach ze elel tam rabi yudah dam ashmu mikrod vachaybem ula tanoi shu gamke mikrod di yubad af pehei avashim v'menasya shu vishim mitzvara kdeh shishma shabos es harbeim. Afshem Pirush Rashi, Mashma Dehu Gam Kenli with Mishamus of Shabbos, the Mashmuso Yizora B'Shabbos Zu B'Kiyim Shmir Shabbos as Harbe. Nami Yosher Nitchu Gam Kol Yisurin U'Misvara. Meyachas the Gam Kol Yisurin Shach Tamze, the Gam Bavod Azora B'Gilei Rais Shach Tamze, the Afshem Chamur B'Yisur, Harbe Gam Akiyim the Harbe Shanim Chamur. Moshe writes again in convoluted sentences. He's pilpuling and pilpuling whether the Tosis is correct in the final dalamid base. It's a big dochak. He's telling you why it's a big dochak. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because it's a dochak, not Tosis said it. Right? So we don't have to lose sleep over this. Ach shesh litchok te kevin dik akro b'shtabas litchos b'shul tam zel apirish rashi shmi mashmos akro b'avad azog rice ik akro shlo yutchu ach shik a tam zel aminan b'shai sun shakili b'shabas te gam kini dochak b'shul tam zel alkol ponim. This is all, it's all a side point. Ain't it ever posh of the Taras came? The Yosef Mashma, the Akroin, the Dachan, the Shabbos, the Holy Sturm, the Pikuach Nefesh, Hutsu Mita Matzma. What's Rav Moshe saying? He doesn't like Tosis. Okay, what can I do? Come on, the Chazin and Afra, Bishmo, the Gamal Avod Azor, Sova, the Abba, Vaya Horek, Nam Yom Bikuach Vachaybem. Rabbi Shmo, you know about the big three, everybody? You know about the big three? No, there's no big three called Rabbi Shmo. No. No, absolutely not. No. There's no big three. There is none. Rabbi Shmuel says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet, I believe it is, that Avodah Zarah is Yavavah Yehorek. Where did he get it from? From V'chaibahem. So the Marshal in Daf Ayin Dalet says, if you live in Sinna, Kosam Shirot Sech, V'nam Marasa, Modigam Rabbi Shmuel, Shirot Yavar. It's a big two, right? Just now it's one of the three. The Tosfos says that Shakasu Yarag VaYavar Chuli Alma Shugam Rabbi Yishma. I'll call upon him after all this back and forth. Who in Yen Chidush Shalachin Efshus the Gam Latchias Yisurim Shal Pikuach Nefesh Savri to Kadesh Lo Yistar Klola the Mika Midi. Hooray! It's all a distraction. Hooray! Barigas Ubo Lahatzel Aim Kasu the Baakom Aser Din Ken Bechreach Shemitzadisim Etzicha Shzalon Nidcha. Again, it's all based on his pilpul, but we can see to Rav Moshe it's awesome with the Raisa, but not that it's Yisrael Tzicha. Ken Shehik Shudi Yisrael also not be Yisrael Nami Hu Bechreach Shagam be Yisrael Hu Mishad Yisrael Tzicha Shem Lokein Lek Akusha. This is again all based on what Rav Moshe is saying, but based on what we said before and Rav Moshe himself said before, it's not true. It could be a different issue. Vatamu Shem Lo Shayach She Yisrael Acher El Yisrael Tzicha. Why? The Metzinu Shenesel B'Menoach Misa Ritzicha. It can't be anything else. It has to be Ritzicha. Rav Moshe says it's all or nothing. For Goy, it's either Ritzicha or bust or nothing. Abortion is either Ritzicha or nothing. That's Rav Moshe's claim. Umasha because Yosem Sover Bepshitos the Ba'akum Osalara Ubo Lahatzale Avshe Siku Bedaf Ayadalam and Beis Shagam Ba'akum Nidchu Yisum Ashe Bekuach Nefesh Umemelo Radifi Degam Avod Azar Hutalem the Ma'adifshit Bebenoach Emetsum and Kiddush Hashem. No, who Mishum must be, Shundahu Isir Ritzicha. So Tosis holds Rabbi Osai that other by Ben Noach other Yisurim on Nidche must be it's Yisur Metzichah. The Yisur Achem Miyuchad Lo Shayach Lomar. Dimkeno Yosi B'Sheva Mitzvahs. What's going on? There are only seven. Which one is it? The Kilanubis. It's not about the Zorah. It's not Gilead Arayis. It's not Eved Menachai. Birchas Hashem. Gezel. Gezel. Some say it's Gezel. Or Dinin. Dinin. Gezel. They might also candidates. Yeah. It's Maman Abal. We saw it's Maman Abal. Dinim. It could certainly be Dinim. Dinim. Reb Chaim has Dinim. It applies to all the Rodef. Dinim. Yeah.
Would it
be Gezel based on the second that we saw this parsha? The Beblados. This is parsha Shavua. Our whole she is parsha Shavua. Right. I came late. This is Zichah parsha Shavua for this week. Next week is already Truma. I'm going to have to get me somewhere rather. Okay. Robust. Let's go. Okay. Yeah. V'zeh ulai mashal sifu b'lashon kushyosam lichtov. Acha v'chayagad nabi Yaakov Moser kevan shehuzru ala urban. V'lachor lo muvan hol kol akusha esem achal shebenei no chuzru ala urban. V'kvar eskiyud b'shul zeh amayim makshim. Hulatama masha poshat ad b'nei noach osa la'ar uba b'shul pikuach nefesh d'ho'eim av shashari surin shalem nitchu gan le b'nei noach b'shul pikuach nefesh tu bima shehuzru ala urban mi osa isir v'tzicha she isir racha lo evshem ishim dirak zayim mitzis islu v'kem edu mi isir v'tzicha Hav shall zed nitchu lebnei noach bnei pikuach nefesh v'tzicha lo hudjo mitam svodah my chazis him came back and realized ube nitchu bnei pikuach nefesh ne'eim hey but for shtol said heaven she is thrall nesu gamke barikas ube yisir v'tzicha stop right here loy mit an aleph what about the second teretz and tosis when the second teretz and tosis says what that a goy is allowed to perform an abortion why to save the mother's life. Isn't Tosis saying backtrack from everything he said until now? Isn't he backtracking and saying it's not an Easter Ritzicha? That's exactly why. Meredith, no? Exactly why. Mamish, that's why. So Rav Moshe is going to claim that even when Tosis backs out and says that it's permissible it's permissible for the Nochri to perform an abortion to save the life of the mother, it's still an Isser of Ritzicha. Oh, Pikuach Nevesh is Doche. We'll see soon. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find where does the Rav Moshe discuss the last Teretz and Tosfos? He hasn't discussed it yet so far. Gets involved with the Rambam. I don't see in this tshuva, looking very quickly, where Rav Moshe addresses the second Teretz of Tosis, it's permissible to perform the abortion for a goy, which is my proof for both sides, at least according to the second Teretz of Tosis, the abortion is in fact not murder. That's what Michas Chinuch said. The two Deistos are arguing about that very point. And I had a Tosa Rush to prove my point. I showed you Tosa Rush yesterday, right? So somewhere Rabbi Moshe, I think I wrote it down, somewhere Rabbi Moshe addresses this Tosis, but says it different. Let's see if I can find it somewhere. I'm pretty sure Rabbi Moshe does address this Tosis and say that even though Tosis at the end of the day in the second Teretz is Matir, it doesn't mean it's not considered to be an Easter of Ritzicha. Let's see if I can find it.
Wasn't the same concept in the Rambam?
Okay, we'll come to the Rambam soon. I guess Rav Moshe doesn't discuss it. I thought it discussed it, but I don't see it.
Is it possible,
you know, there's another tshuva Ramash in Yerodeya. Let me be that my assignment over Shabbos. I'll look. You can look also for a search. Did he quote the last two lines? He didn't address Tosfos Teretz, second Teretz at all here. So I'm saying that's goof for the Teretz. Look at Tosfos Rosh. Rav Moshe maybe didn't have the Tosfos Rosh. That's why he thought the second Teretz didn't back out from that Nakuda. His lashon was Kevin lo mikri nefesh, afa gav the gzeres akotz which is chayv olav without being reticha. What's the issa? Dinim, call it dinim, whatever you want to call it. You want to call it shvichas damim, whatever you want to call it. But it's not reticha. The Gemara does say shvichas damim. Shvichas damim and reticha are not identical terms. We'll get to that at great length. Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to it at great length. Now, Rav Moshe, we go on. Let's go on, Rav Moshe. Fight. The ein litos miloshin atos needed afem dalit. Shekos was shnei pamim loshin mutal lahargo because shiasan they said him tins lama the mutal lahargo bebet nafilim esim elo avim mukam chufsa amay maranat haShabbos shemivin tzara shirabim next column crying uve teirusim kosu the mikom makom shepikur nevesh mechal akav the mutal lahargo the pashut ubarush utol sofer. Rabbi say. You're saying something is a Torah sofer, it means you're not in good shape. Because there's no base in the world to say it's a Torah sofer. There's no other ksaviyat. For Tzorach Ligros, Imtim Saloma, the potur. Ha-Horgavet, not mutter. Potur. Instead of mutter, he writes potur. Rabbi say, that's a dochak, if you ask me. To change mutter to potur. The Hakam Terutzim Tzorach Ligros, Avalgav the potur ha-horgo. What's our girsa? Mutter le-horgo. Potur ha-horgo. It's a double typo. Not only is the word potur, but ha instead of la. Chila. So the one that he attacks the most is the Tzitz Eliezer. So when the Tzitz Eliezer responds to Rav Moshe, he said, Chila, lo zu ha-derech. You don't change words of Tosfos. You know, if you change words of Torah, then you change everything you want. Once you're changing words, then everything goes. Rav Oldham goes, I'm not happy to say that. We'll see soon. Again. Vutol sofer aniker. Why? To maski lehavi rayim mi goses bidei adam. Te ha-horgo potur. U-mechal namas ha-shabbos kama beperik basu de yuma daf pei damad beiz. Te ma'achal pikok adem ha-shachar ha-rov. Right, we saw that in Torah. We saw it yesterday. We read in Shir. The eich shayach laviraya migoses shu osur beisur etzicha luumar im neima shu mutter shegam ken yom mechal namas haShabbos. What kind of comparison is this? Ela mechroch in loma shu tol sofer. Rav Moshe makes a good point that the Tosfos is hard to understand how they can compare an uber to a goses. But was a Moshe gained by changing it to potter? It's still shver. When you want to make a change, you have to solve the problem. How do you solve the problem? Uba uba hu osur aksha potter. Delechein ikar raya dal misha lek achiv misa. Lahargo mechalas haShabbos. V'gam beloze ima yamutu. Lahargo echiv mutu lechalas haShabbos. V'chi chilul Shabbos tolib ritzona shal odom. Im yirtza lo yatzlim yaragei rabi yodayim. V'im yirtza dekaimu yi reshon lechal haShabbos. Lekin yin klal because they're klal. To call chilul Shabbos and mutal atzolos never shuchiv v'lo rishos. The mekenu k'mefurish k'ametos is nida sh'osu la'ar guba d'lachem mechal amas haShabbos. V'afshim b'divish u'm me'ein ha'mechal on Shabbos v'adabor sh'osu la'argo. And the Yavit says that lashon mutter is shver and mutter is wrong, right? Can't be. It must be a tol sofer. Not that it's not meduyik. It must be a tol sofer. Exactly. I don't understand what Rav Moshe is saying by changing the girsa. The Raya goes. Let's assume we change the girsa. We'll change the girsa. It's potter. It's still shver. Say that go say since the meat are alive is a nefesh and ochel bebikuach nefesh acharerov. But uber, who's going to live? And still potter, it's not a nefesh, you're not mechal on Shabbos. That's exactly what the Minchas Chinuch said. And the Sridi Eish asks his kash against Tosis, and says it's going to be tzarach im even if you write potter. So what do you gain by changing from mutter to potter? You're still back at the same conundrum. So leave it with mutter, blind by a kasha. Maybe the traffic. I don't have a teretz of the kasha yet. Give me a summon over Shabbos, and maybe I'll find a teretz. But it doesn't pay to change the gears if you can't answer the kasha anyway. Pilei ploy. I told you my trout. How it could possibly be mutter, mamish, without any mistakes. Why? Because why? Let me show you now. I have to go. This is a lot of text and careful and close analysis of the words of Tosfos. Every word that counts. It's true, we saw this yesterday, but we have to see it again today. Just to go over the words. And I concede that it's not so simple, the words. I need your help, maybe to help me out with the words a little bit. Watch this. Can we see this together? What's the lashon of Tosfos? What's the lashon of Tosfos? Let's start, take it from the beginning, not the beginning of the Tosfos, but the beginning of what we want to quote. If we start at the top line, look carefully, please. Umi uevsher, the davka hecha the imo chaya lo mechayav horgo achi etzir rosh shetolik tzas b'chisim. I called a dependent organism yesterday. Avol hecha the mesa chayav mishun de b'chemurah b'kusim. It's in a box. The baby's in a box, and you kill it. That chayav was in a box. The womb was a box. V'im toma im timtza loma the mutter lahoga bebeten afilu mesa imo v'lo havi kimuna b'kufsa amay mechalim as a Shabbos shemivin sakit v'yesh loma to mikol makom mishum pikuach nefesh mechalim olav es a Shabbos afal gav de mutter lahoga. It brings a right from Ghost, which reads it's shver. I want to say pshat, mutter is only after the mother died. I mentioned this to you already yesterday. And the mother died, it's all or nothing. Either you chayav misa mamish, because it's like a live, independent organism in a box. If you reject that svara for whatever reason, then there's no issue at all. Why? Because we saw the marit yesterday. So chavala is only in the mother. The mother's dead. No issue of chavala. You go have a dead person, you take blood out of a dead person. This is a chavala. Of course not. That's my psha. That's my psha. Of course, the problem of afilu is according to me, it's shver. What did we say over here? Where's the word afilu? Afilu mesa imo. What do you mean? What we're saying now, it's mutter only mesa imo. Only mesa imo. Otherwise, what? It would be an Easter of abortion of chavala. So why is Tosfos using the word afilu mesa? Afilu doesn't go on the word mutter. It means eino, like the miu efsher. What? Miu efsher, the dafka hecha di imo chaya. Lo mechayev horgo. When the mother is alive, Rabosai, it's more kal. But when the mother is dead, munaf b'kuf sadami. So on that basis, afilu mesa imo, Rabosai, which is more chomer, kemunaf b'kuf sadami, from the perspective, it's potentially more chomer. There could even be a chiva of ritzicha, mamish, a chiva mesa mamish, it's like a live baby in a box. But at the same time, it can be mutter also. It's either one extreme or the other. That's a bit of a dochak I can see. At least I can understand why it might be mutter. I had a kasha from Goseis. This we have no one has an answer to right now. So doesn't pay to change the gears. Fine. Doesn't pay to change the gears. Now we come to the Rambam. Back to Ramash. Oh, the Ramash is not on the screen. It's in our hands. Oh, fine. Uva Rambam. Quotes to Rambam. Ram, we already know the Ram, we saw it five times. Okay. Oh. The Ram wrote Bedia Gadol in the last five lines on the page. The Minkat Shnei Pomim to Davka Machash Uber within Rodef. The Mashanogal the Fichach Shebechol Mokam Sheisa Loshon the Fichach Rambam Bedia Gadol Shebedakti in Bezekor Rabosen Meforshi Rabbi. Oh, whenever there's a Lefichach, everyone's very Bedakti in the Rambam. Where did he say the word lefichach? Lefichach haru chachamim sheubra shimak shalelet. It goes back on what he said before about din of rodef. Yeah, you see, klar. The problem is, we want to be more of a dagger rabba than he is. He's bedak for the word lefichach. I'm bedak for the word kerodif. Right, it was back not only every word, every letter. Kerodif. Next page. Next page. Kerodif. Here, Rav Moshe says that you can't kill an uber to save a full life. Same implies the trefa. So to Rabbi Denarigas uber. Only rodif. V'divrei hevel. Rav Moshe writes, Heim lomar, sharambam lo dok. Because of tam sheker, shaleka klal. V'tam emes. Who machmas aleka isur v'tzicha al ubok shadar liyotzer rosho af shlo hiskiru klal afila beremez v'gamu zilzal al kol piskei Rambam shebechol sifro shenema kenolav shulom b'dayek kazeh af lahachs yatama emes ulimitka tam shekam shalgei ladina. Wow, this is polemics already. The only one problem with Rav Moshe, who else quotes the Rambam? The Rambam is quoted verbatim in the Shulchan Aruch. Verbatim, word for word in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Choshen Mishpat. And I asked you to look it up. The Sma, who was the first Mefarish, I think, ever, if I'm not mistaken, the Sma is the first Mefarish ever in Shulchan Aruch, I think chronologically, if I'm not mistaken. And the Sma writes on this Rambam, because the words of the Rambam are verbatim in Shulchan Aruch, and let's see what the Sma says. Look what the Sma says. Watch. Boy, where's the Sma? Zeu tivo shel olam. Words of the Rambam. We know where those words come from. That's the words of the Rambam. Hutzach lichtov ze. Shelo tomar havlad harehu rodef. Viat silu esima benavsho. After he had came out. Komash malon. Kema sheteva shel olam kach. Eidin rodef olav. Aye. So according to the Rambam, why can you perform the abortion? Why? He's saying Pshat and Rambam. Shekol shlo yotz lav olam, ein shame nefesh olav. V'horaya the nogin based on the lotus of his parasha, ein shame rotzeichem yis olav. And he called the Sma mezalzel the cover of the Rambam. All the pesukim in the whole Rambam is mezalzel. No. This is the Prashat of Pshat and the Rambam. I mean, he left out the real reason. He didn't leave out the real reason. The real reason is that an Uber is not an Efesh. That's the Prashat of the Gemara. Rashi said so. The Sma says of Pshat and Rambam. Ah, it's Shver and the Rambam. Back to Rav Moshe. If it's an Uber, it's a Nin Rodev. Hurl on the Hatir, Gam B'Yotzer Rosho. And Mishmai Karatfale. Says Rav Moshe. The 10th line in Old Base. He could call Kusha Shal Evsha after the Gdolim the Tarit Shal Mavat and Divya Ramba Mishulhasha Shemukshalem Lay the Golim Shayna Madrega Lachal Ramba. Wow, this is a polemical tshuva. I always say for Nakasha Starkmanish, right? Did you have a Kasha too bad? Ramba said it. Vyodisha Ramba Yodal the Tarit Shal Yistu Dvar Mishulzet Gamagonim Bidorishi Madrega Lachal Ramba Yodal Akoponisha Ramba Yodal the Tarit Akshah Savish at Jerusalem Nochum. Which both the Chazanish and this Refuah v'Halacha don't understand. Odom lo evosh. Okay. Va'ano ze'ira min the chavraya b'mei shafti b'luban zochisi letaritz b'derech acher shagam kein nochon. That's the Chivon Yoredei Chelik Beis, which he wrote in Tofresh Tzadi Hei. 1935, his manim trudim ma'ol, he was about to be kicked out of, he was killed by the communists, his brother was killed by the communists. In the middle of that, he writes a tshuva of so many pages to someone in about abortions. Do you believe it? Rabbi Moshe Adayish of Adas. Unbelievable. This gal is unbelievable. What's his terrors? I pay Yerushalmi, Perek Shmona Shrotzim, Allah Adal. It's also Yerushalmi here in Sanhedrin. Who poshed Uboru, Venizim, Moshe, Chelik Bez, Yerodeus, Simon Samach, and Abez, Shinim Shalakosha Klum. Ayin Shom. Anybody look there? No one looked there. Okay, we'll see first the short version. Here, I'll give you an assignment over Shabbos to try to look at that Rav Moshe there and see. But here's a summary over here. The Gamatam Shekosafti Shach Lefarash Gam Zeber Rashi B'Sanhedrin. The Rekosafti gives you a summary. Shetam Mishmaya Karatfila Eino Tam Lomar She'eino Rodef at all, which is the way Rashi seemed to learn Pashup Shat. Elder Mishulzeb Havu Shneim Rodfim Kiloshen Ayrishalmi Einat Yodea Mihoreg Esmi Upirishu Bekorban Eido Pnei Moshe Einat Yodea Imakotan Rodef Esaisha Owa Isha Rodef Esaisakotan Haino De Mishmai Nasa She'yev She'yichu Shneim. L'chein yesh l'nu larag as uba with an erodif al yisran zeh. Rav Moshe is an unbelievable pshat. They're both rodfim. They're both rodfim. Each one's rodif the other. Ein yodeh mi rodif is me. By the way, is that the lashon of the Yerushalmi? What does Yerushalmi say? Ein yodeh mi what? Mi horeg is me. Rav Moshe interpreted the Yerushalmi's lashon of mi horeg is me, mi rodif is me. Which means, look, we'll say that the Uber is a half a life. Let me just finish, I don't want to go late, even though I started late. Uber is half a life, and what is a whole life? So the Uber is a half a life, it's been rode there for a whole life. The mother is a whole life, it's been rode there for half a life. So in that second half of life, only the Uber is rode there, not the mother. That's why you perform the abortion. That's what Moshe Pshat Nivisham. In my humble opinion, this Pshat is very, very shver. Very shver. But in order to show you why it's shver, we have to look at the Yerushalmi inside. And we don't have time to do it right now because the time is up. I wish you all a good Shabbos. We had a lot of time for Shabbos. I'm sorry again, I came late.